Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Now, what could happen when a bunch of friends are having dinner together? And these guys just happen to be some of the best known names in rock and roll. One of the guys had left his guitar at another friend's house, went to get it, and brought that friend back with him as well. Place is getting crowded. What do you got? Opportunity. Opportunity to talk about making some music together. And now what do you got? Well, the dinner party was at Bob Dylan's Malibu home. The other guests, George Harrison, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne. They actually were together to record a B-side for George's single from Cloud Nine, This Is Love. George had left his guitar at Tom Petty's house, went to retrieve it, and returned with Petty. They later recorded the song Handle With Care, but Mo Austin and the record company liked the song so much they wanted it not to be a B-side. And the boys decided, well, maybe a brand new band experience might be fun. So let's do an album. Don't you just love the intricate, long-term creative process and planning that goes into making great music? Now, the name of the band is even a better story. There'd been some technical equipment difficulties while George was recording Cloud Nine. George had said to fellow producer Jeff Lynne, "We'll bury them in the mix," thus the name Wilbury. Now, George had suggested the Trembling Wilburys is his name for the group, but Jeff Lynne's idea of Traveling Wilbury stuck instead. So that's the way it was. And so that's the way it is. The Traveling Wilburys, here on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable. Situation's terrible. Sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success.
sexy body. He loves your dirty mind. He loves when you hold him, grab him from behind. I'll do it for you free. Oh, baby, the pleasure be all mine if you let me drive your pickup truck and park it where the sun don't shine. Touches you, his hair stands up on end, his legs begin to quiver, and his mind begins to bend. Oh, baby, you're such a tasty treat. But I'm under doctor's orders, I'm afraid to overeat. He loves your sense of humor, disposition too. There's absolutely nothing.
She looked they were full of surprise.
Cover cop was found face down in a field.
Traveling Wilburys here on Yeah Baby Tunes. I gotta tell you, it was tough not to play the entire album. Had to make those hard choices. So We heard Handle With Care, the song that started it all, plus Dirty World, Last Night, Tweeter and the Monkey Man, very Dylan-esque feel to that, and a song that always puts a smile on my face called End of the Line. Now, the music and the ease of its flow on your ears and your head is really the true wonderment of this collaboration. They all wrote, they all sang, they all played, and you can hear the joy and the smiles in their performances. George, the glue. George, the organizer. George, the creator of the environment for the Wilburys, as he had done so many times in the past, like with All Things Must Pass and the concert for Bangladesh. They all worshipped Roy Orbison, and Bob Dylan, well, that's just an understood. Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne, collaborators on Free Falling, and they were all really good friends. Now, if my time machine was working, this is truly one of the first stops I'd make. Sessions for the first Traveling Wilburys album. An amazing capture of shared musical ideas by some of the best ever. Sadly, Roy Orbison passed in December of 1988, right after the album came out, and the second Wilburys effort met with less success. The first album is a triumph of congeniality and creativity among huge rock stars. Won a Grammy for Best Rock Performance by a Group or Duo, and the album went out of print in 1995 due to a change in distribution rights, but has since been reissued on Rhino Records as a box set. The Wilburys have a Facebook page, so like them if you can. And us too. We're on Facebook and here on the web as well. That's Tunes for now, and well, don't forget to tweet your magic tweeter. Join us again next time. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you for another Yeah Baby Tunes.